Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, I just ordered us a couple of highballs.
Honey, we don't drink.
Not the beverage, hun. These gorgeous candles from Voyage AC.
Oh.
Should we get a couple of 8-inch ones as well?
I love those highballs. They look great in front of the fireplace.
That's where I was thinking. Mm. Voyage AC has it all. Go online right now and check out their beautiful candles, their incredible fragrances, and gorgeous face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And you know Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount. I don't like to share it, but she is willing to give it to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is to enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one. When you make your purchase, Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
Macau, thank you so much for coming out, man. What a great, fascinating, we literally could have, normally I can't wait for, I'm like, honey, we're over. And I didn't pick up the time cards. I was like, let's just keep talking. What an interesting, incredible life that you've had. And I am just so fascinated about so many things that we talked about. The first thing that really caught my attention is the training that you're doing with the sort of meditative and spiritual practices that you found with soldiers before they go into battle. I find that to be a pretty provocative and new thing. Is that, are people looking at you in your world saying, what are you doing?
Not really. Not nearly as much as I'd like them to be. Here's the thing is in the current situation and how we're dealing with everything, everything's reactive.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get them before they actually have the events and we can get these tools and techniques instilled at the ground level, then we're proactive. Mm-hmm. Then we're preventative.
The thing I heard that it was kind of made so much sense to me is that once a person is put into a situation where they have to respond a particular way, and then you take the situation away, the response doesn't change.
That's true.
And now you're preparing them for the response to change, right? You're saying
Yes. You're
not going to be, you're defining yourself as a warrior, and then we're going to take that away from you eventually, and you're still going to be need to be a person on the other
basically,
side of that.
We're going to...
I know that's a little simplified, but...
Here's the thing. If I can give them these tools and techniques and they can incorporate them at the ground level, mm-hmm. what they get is the opportunity to understand that change is inevitable
right. And
in constant. And that's going to make them, one, a better war fighter or warrior, a true warrior. It will make them a true warrior. And two, when they don't have that, they're already used to the change that happens in the subconscious landscape and how it applies to the conscious mind and their reality. And
are you helping people to have more purpose in being a fighter?
It's been my thing is to bring the art back into the martial art. Mm. So like you see, if you think of jiu-jitsu or mixed martial arts or these types of things, it's like very brutal type of thing, right?
And the samurai image that you created, like mm-hmm. I see them with a lot of purpose.
Yes.
Not just like, I'm just going to go, you know, destroy.
No, that's it's all balanced.
Right.
Right.
It always seemed like when a samurai was done, they were done. And then there was a spiritual journey that came from that. Right.
Right.
And your journey was a lot about finding your spiritual journey as a result of the impact that you had had. You found this journey after a lot of pain and discomfort of your own journey, right? And your idea is like, I want to help people not go through what I went through in order to find this sense of purpose.
The way I feel is, and now we're getting deep into the peanut butter.
That's okay. I like it.
But I know what I was chosen to do. Mm-hmm. I know who I am truly. And I know why I've come here this time to do this. And it's to awaken others to perpetuate and propagate these experiences in one another. That's where we're at in the planet right now. That's why it's so crazy right now, is because there are people that are realizing this and they're going off in all these different directions, right? My only thing is to broadcast the truth of who we are, how to get to that truth, and what we do with it once we do.
I like it because it gives all of us a sense of purpose regardless of what we experience, which I think is...
That is the absolute key to ameliorating all of this stuff with the post-combat thing, is the sense of purpose. The realization that all of our life's experiences were for one reason alone, to guide us towards truth.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, I'm Jillian Clare, the host of the podcast Thanks for Coming In. I've accumulated some pretty crazy audition stories over the past 20 years, and so have my friends.
And I was like, you know what? No, not going
to
do this.
And then Disney calls and is like, we need you to come test for the Ant-Man movies.
I didn't know if my scene was going to get cut or not.
Ooh, I could play that.
Tune in every Thursday to hear your favorite actors tell the funniest, saddest, and most cringeworthy audition stories. Sometimes even the one that got away. Thanks for Coming In is available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you were to have met you before you joined, as you joined into the military, what would you have thought of a guy like you as you went into the military seeking something? And I read a little bit about you that you were maybe considered a little bit of a geek before you became a SEAL. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I was a Glee Club kid.
Yeah, that's so great, man.
Yeah.
I think
musical theater was my thing.
Yeah, I didn't find theater until I was later in life. Are you finding that Glee Club kid in this part of your life?
It's interesting. So I'm not. I'm not. It's almost like a different reality in a way. But it's there, obviously. You know, the fun, the core of that kid is the core of my son, is the core of me, right? But it's so interweaved in who I am today that it's not separable.
I feel you. Yeah.
You see what I mean? Uh-huh. All the experiences, all that picture there, who you see in front of you right now, they're all interwoven now, you know, into yep. who I truly am.
Right.
Right. They were never separate, or they're all one in the same.
So you have been out of the military now for 10 years, 12 years?
2012.
But your time alone, you still seek some adventures. Like you mentioned, you're going to go to Costa Rica to clear your mind for a little bit. Yes. Can you just tell me a little bit what that
the
might
jungles?
Yeah, and what that might look yes. like. I seek time by myself sometimes, and I like to go.
So
away.
For me, there's an innate calling for me with jungles. I don't know what it is.
You feel it, huh?
It's just a connection with nature, like mm-hmm. the pure. I feel like it's the most raw form of nature that you can get. Like
it's full of life.
It's full of life. Mm-hmm. It's not like going to the mountains. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like going to the beach. It's not, even if you're alone, right? Deep, deep woods and no sound, and it leaves only room for one thing for me. It leaves only room for one thing, especially when that's the one thing that is everything that I yearn to embody and broadcast, right? And that's for me, God, the generating, organizing, and destructive force of all creation, right?
I have not heard that G-O-D before. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Have you?
You're stealing that. No, I haven't, but I love it.
generating, organizing, and destructive force?
Mm-hmm. That's a Huddy Jeevan thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Your teacher.
Yes.
You'll go there for a time?
A couple weeks.
And then you'll come back revived and refocused?
Well, I'm pretty focused. I don't know what will be on the other end of that.
Cool.
Mm. You know, but I do know that as long as here's the thing. For me, it doesn't matter what changes happen. Yeah, there'll be the human like,
yeah.
But with the techniques that I'm talking about, those go, we blow those away. And then there's only the presence. There's only that presence. And if we're sitting in that presence, then it doesn't matter what the reality is, you know, because we're the presence and we're the broadcast.
Really awesome to spend time with you. Is your Vital Warrior program, is that your baby? Is that kind of where your true purpose? And
I feel, so there's the vision that doesn't ever go away. There's a vision of the temple on top of the hill that people come to that is all of these things that I've talked about under one roof. And where people can come and experience.
Very cool. Yeah. I can see it, man. You've created a really great picture of it. And I think I have an understanding of your journey. And I really appreciate you sharing it with us, man. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Some of the best content for kids is both entertaining and educational. And with 5 for 5 Trivia, not only do kids get to learn from each week's brand new theme, they also get to challenge themselves by playing trivia. A Parents' Choice Foundation Silver Award winner, this fast-paced trivia podcast is perfect for kids ages 6 to 12. It's released 5 times a week, so it's a quick addition to your daily routine and a fun challenge to get 5 out of 5 right on trivia topics like animal sounds, time travel, fictional ghosts, and underwater exploration. So get your high fives warmed up and check out 5 for 5 Trivia, available wherever you listen to podcasts.